This is the 5-minute crypto update for Friday, June 2nd. Let's get it on. So Bitcoin has dipped back again. It's at 26,700, kind of just in that 25 to 30K range, but there's more downside risk than upside right now. ETH is at 1860, and let's get on to the news. So the first piece we have is Jiho, who's one of Axie Infinity's founders, and he retweeted this, but it's actually from Wu Blockchain, who shares a list of the tokens that OKX exchange, which is one of the biggest China and Asia exchanges, will definitely support when retail trading begins in Hong Kong. And the full list is Bitcoin, ETH, ADA, Matic, Solana, Polkadot, Uniswap, Link, Sand, Litecoin, AVAX, Axie, Atom, Stellar, USDT, and USDC. And Wu Blockchain goes on to say, Hong Kong users can buy, sell, and convert 16 major virtual assets. Tokens can be purchased with Hong Kong dollars, peer-to-peer, or via Apple Pay, Visa, and MasterCard. So it's nice to see that stablecoins will be supported, but the list also includes a bunch of old junk stuff like ADA and Stellar, which isn't great. And in a somewhat related piece of news, there's a thread from Javier Ong on China's recent Web3 white paper. His take was that there wasn't anything really breakthrough, but I just wanted to share a few insights from it. One is that they see Web3 as part of a broader vision of what they call Internet 3.0. It's a tech stack of blockchain, metaverse, AI, AR, VR, and some other keywords. There's no mention of digital yuan or CBDC. But just keep in mind that this is China we're talking about, which is largely run by the whims of one guy and one party. So things could always change really quickly. And anyone who's been in crypto for more than a cycle knows this too well. Next, we have a great thread from Flip Research on how to pick small cap winners. He mentions Radiant and Joe have performed quite well despite this sideways market that we're in. And just to quote a few bits from him, he says, a clear narrative is important. If it's a complex as fuck project with niche appeal, doesn't matter how many gigabrains are on the team, no one will buy it. He also says, big VC backing is a double-edged sword. Their goal is to extract as much value out of the protocol as possible, finding ways to psyops you into becoming their exit liquidity. There's an interesting take from CoinDesk. It essentially points to crypto's growing importance in the global economy. So according to CoinDesk, India's central bank is pushing the G20, where India currently holds the president's seat, to more deeply research cryptocurrency, especially with respect to, in quotes here, financial stability and integrity to macro financial and cross-sectoral implications. Which for me is just like bureaucrat speak for, you know, we're afraid that crypto may disrupt our gravy train. And India's tenure as G20's president is going to last another 6 months, and they really want to prioritize discussions about crypto. Clearly, it's more and more part of the global stage. It'll probably be, at least Bitcoin will be an issue in the next US elections, and this is just one more sign. Kind of a classic piece here from Trace Mayer on network effects. He wrote this, I think in 2014 or 15, so it's been almost 10 years. And he describes the 7 network effects that are part of Bitcoin. And for him, you know, he was very focused on Bitcoin. And the 7 network effects are, 1 is speculation, 2 is merchant adoption, 3 is consumer adoption, 4 is security, which is, you know, miners, growing hash rate, 5 is developer mindshare, 6 is financialization, which he frames as eating the market share of traditional financial markets, TradFi. 7 is adoption as world reserve currency, which, to quote, eventually all transactions will be settled on the blockchain, including house titles, stock purchases, card titles, and other monetary instruments and currencies. Okay, next, we also have an oldie but goodie, one of my favorite essays, which really helped me frame the importance of proof of work and what it really is doing. It's from Grisha's blog, and the link will be in the show notes. And essentially, the article says that the problem Satoshi solved was how to track time in a distributed, decentralized manner. So it was all about this difficulty. In order to agree on a correct order, you need some kind of relative time mechanism. And to quote from his essay, the Bitcoin paper states, to implement a distributed timestamp server on a peer-to-peer basis, we will need to use a proof-of-work system, suggesting that it primarily solves the issue of timestamping. Kind of an amusing finding from an academic research paper where, to quote, celebrity-endorsed ICOs are associated with a 23 to 26 percentage point increase in scams and a 39 to 40 percentage point increase in fraudulent ICOs through April 2023. So basically what they found is that celebrity endorsements have kind of a substitute relationship with ICO presales, but they increase the success after the ICO, resulting in more funds raised and more exchange listings. We have an interesting article from The Block about a long dormant OG wallet that participated in the Ethereum ICO. And I thought it was just good to get some perspective here. So they invested $2,500 when ETH was priced at 31 cents a token in its ICO presale. And that investment of $2,500 is now worth almost $15 million. And it recently sent its first transaction, which is essentially moving all 8,000 ETH to a new address. And it's just pretty wild to think that a few thousand dollars invested in 2015 is worth $15 million today. Not investment or financial advice, but I personally think ETH is going to more than 10K. Another ETH-related resource, The Block is reporting that L2s are paying record fees to the main chain. In the month of May, they paid 9,000 ETH, or approximately $16 million, which is just a little bit more than that one ICO wallet. And this is 5x growth from January. So over 5 months, it's five-folded. Arbitrum is paid the most, followed next by ZK Sync. Lastly, we just have a Twitter thread from Manny NFTs talking about Epic Games, which is launching a bunch of NFT games in the coming years. And Epic Games is the creator of Fortnite, and they were founded by Tim Sweeney in 1991. And it's just massive. It's got an estimated market value of $32 billion and 700 million plus players. And some of the NFT games that they're launching include a mafia-themed first-person shooter and an open-world MMORPG. Okay, so that's it for today. All the links are in the show notes. You can follow at 2DGensPod on Twitter. Please subscribe for more. Share feedback, share links, share ideas with me. I love doing these. So thanks a lot and have a good weekend.